What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
Those words are from James chapter 2, verses 14 and 17. And salvation by faith or by works is our focus today. You've tuned in to Hope for the Heart with our host, June Hunt. June is joined by third-generation Jehovah's Witness Jason Barker. Jason is now a committed Christian, and today he and June discuss the differences in the doctrine of salvation held by the Jehovah's Witnesses and those in Holy Scripture. Here is June Hunt and Jason Barker on Hope for the Heart.
It's interesting that Jehovah's Witnesses would view a statement of faith in Jesus Christ saying, I receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I give him my life. While a Christian would say, that is what constitutes authentic salvation, the witnesses would say, well, that will allow an individual to spend the remainder of his or her life in libertine indulgence. In other words, there's no telling now what that Christian will do.
The idea of cheap grace, as the witnesses would view true Christian salvation, is something that's horrible and trite to a Jehovah's Witness.
And yet they will use Scripture for their support. They point to the passage in Philippians 2:12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
And of course, we talked yesterday a great deal about the fear and trembling with which Jehovah's Witnesses can work out their salvation. Understanding how they work it out is important for understanding why fear is such a powerful motivational tool for witnesses.
Well, we need to understand, number one, how do Jehovah's Witnesses view earning salvation? Number two, what is the biblical support? And then number three, if the Watchtower Society is wrong, what is authentic salvation? So this is a very significant issue.
Absolutely. This really strikes at the heart of the matter for Jehovah's Witnesses and for Christians.
Well, Jason, the Watchtower Society presents four requirements for salvation. And I know they use the scripture, Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Now, there is a vastly different definition for the word believe. And let me say that when I share this particular scripture, I do qualify that word believe. It's not like, well, do you want to meet at 1 o'clock this afternoon? Yeah, I believe I can get there. That's maybe yes, maybe no.
Precisely.
And I would say the word believe means to rely upon, to trust in. In this case, to rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust in him as my Lord and Savior, giving him control of my life.
Exactly. But the Watchtower Society defines belief very differently. In fact, I'll read very quickly a little quote. They say that belief involves taking in accurate knowledge of God's purposes and his way of salvation. Then faith has to be exercised in Jesus Christ as the chief agent of salvation. This places the Christian in a saved condition, but he must now persevere in doing God's will and continue to adhere to all of God's requirements for the rest of his life. Only then will he be saved to eternal life.
And so you don't know until the end of your life if indeed you ever earn salvation.
Exactly. As a Jehovah's Witness, your very dying act may be the one act of rebellion that causes you to lose eternal life.
Well, let's talk about these four requirements for salvation. I know number one is accurate knowledge. What is accurate knowledge to a Jehovah's Witness?
To a Jehovah's Witness, accurate knowledge is knowledge of Christ's role as Earth's new king. And of course, this is the Jesus Christ of the Watchtower Society, a Jesus Christ who was created by God, who is actually the Archangel Michael, and is very different from the Christ of the Bible, the Christ who is the Son of God. And this kingship of Christ is over an invisible kingdom established in 1914, and that consists of the 144,000 Jehovah's Witnesses who have the hope of going to heaven and being with God.
And they are the only ones who will inherit heaven.
And they are the only ones. Those 144,000 will serve as priests and kings over the great crowd of Jehovah's Witnesses who will live forever on a paradise earth.
So you have to have that accurate knowledge. Requirement number two is avoid debauchery.
And debauchery, of course, as most of our listeners could guess, involves, first of all, sexual immorality.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of fornication, adultery, or sexual activity outside of marriage is forbidden by the Watchtower Society.
And it's forbidden by the Bible.
Precisely. You know. And that's vital for us to remember, because this is a case where that stipulation by the Watchtower Society is one of those elements where they have a grain of truth.
Mm-hmm.
But then they take that grain of truth further and lump into the category of debauchery some of the things we talked about yesterday, such as voting, participating in a raffle, or engaging in the sport of boxing.
But let's go to requirement number three, Watchtower membership.
Watchtower membership is vital for salvation. In fact, the Society states that you must be associated with God's channel. And the term God's channel is always used for the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, the organization that publishes Watchtower literature and thus provides religious information to the Jehovah's Witnesses.
And this is not just a typical publisher. When you talk about the Watchtower Society, it is now considered the sole dispenser of truth.
Absolutely, and that's why they use the term channel. It is not that you need to be part of one of God's channels, plural,
mm-hmm.
but you must be part of the only channel of truth.
It is the only channel.
Absolutely, the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Any other channel is a channel from Satan giving false information.
So direction for a Jehovah's Witness's life is only provided now by the Watchtower Society.
Even to the point where direction is not provided through the Bible alone, the Watchtower Society has explicitly stated that unless we are in touch with this channel of communication, talking about the Society,
mm-hmm.
this channel of communication God is using, we will not progress along the road of life no matter how much Bible reading we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so significant that Jehovah's Witnesses believe that non-witnesses receive no guidance from God.
So I cannot receive any guidance from God because I'm not submitting to the Watchtower Society, getting my soul direction from that organization.
Correct.
So we've covered three of the four requirements for salvation: accurate knowledge, avoid debauchery, Watchtower membership. Now the fourth requirement, proselytism.
Proselytism is, of course, the thing for which Jehovah's Witnesses are best known.
Yes.
When people mention Jehovah's Witnesses, they think of people coming up with briefcases or purses
mm-hmm.
and knocking on their door distributing literature.
Mm-hmm.
Proselytism is the heart of Jehovah's Witness life. You must go out knocking on doors, distributing literature, and trying to bring in people into the Watchtower Society.
That is a part of earning salvation.
And it's so important that one service a week is dedicated by the Watchtower Society to training Jehovah's Witnesses to engage in that proselytism.
Mm-hmm.
And I should mention that one of the central features of that training service is training Jehovah's Witnesses to overcome the objections and questions of Christians.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're very effective.
Secondly, the requirement is so significant that Jehovah's Witnesses keep very detailed reports of their activity out knocking on doors. We mentioned
mm-hmm.
yesterday that they keep a report of precisely who they left literature with, and they keep reports of how much literature they've distributed. It all revolves around the proselytism.
Well, since Scripture is used, and clearly they will present a biblical basis for what they are doing, there are those who would say, well, some witnesses came to my door and they showed me in the Bible substantiation for their beliefs, and I want to be biblical. Help us understand what is presented biblically that's a problem.
First of all, we need to understand that the crux for the Jehovah's Witnesses is the passage from James chapter 2, verses 14 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
And this is James asking, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." So that is their scriptural rationale. But it's important to realize that Jehovah's Witnesses are ignoring the very next verse, James chapter 2, verse 18, where James says, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works."
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a matter of going out and doing all of these works and fulfilling all of these requirements. It is that the works are an outworking of the faith. They are naturally motivated and derive and flow from the faith, rather than you've got to add them on top of the faith.
Jason, the way I've tried to explain this passage in James is, if you have the root of faith, then you're going to have the fruit of faith. There will be the natural fruit of the works.
Exactly. As Paul says in Galatians, where he talks about the fruit of the Spirit, if we have true faith, we are going to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace. And our works will be coming out of that love, joy, and peace. They will be exhibiting this fruit rather than being something added to it. And that really shows the key difference between the watchtower requirements for salvation and the biblical requirements for salvation. The biblical requirements for salvation are clearly stated in, of course, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
It's clear by that scripture that salvation comes by believing, meaning entrusting your life to him, letting him come in and be your Lord and your Savior.
Exactly.
And as a result, there will be the natural evidence of fruit.
We'll return with more from June Hunt and Jason Barker right after this. Storms can destroy our lives in a way that makes recovery seem hopeless. June Hunt's book, Hope for Your Heart, provides hope for those trying to rebuild after losing their way in the storms. We would like to send you a copy of Hope for Your Heart as an expression of thanks for your gift of at least $25. And if you make that gift before the end of the month, we will also place a copy of this book into the hands of one of the many women in prison who are trying to rebuild their lives. Our order line is 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-HOPE, or you can visit us online at hopefortheheart.org.
I think most people have had this said about them, you'll never change. And you know, that's kind of an insult. I can remember some time ago somebody saying that about me, and that really hurt my feelings. In fact, I got a bit defensive. Jason, I think that that is the attitude that so many have about Jehovah's Witnesses or those who are involved in other cults. Well, you're so entrenched, you'll never change.
Unfortunately, many Christians do have that attitude, and it ignores very much examples from the Bible. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if we looked at Matthew, if we looked at Mary Magdalene, if we looked at the Apostle Paul, if there's one person you would have pointed at and said, he'll never change,
yes,
it would have been Paul.
Because he was a killer of Christians.
Exactly.
Well, that's why we want to be very specific here about what do you do to witness to a witness, meaning a Jehovah's Witness. And we've been going through a very practical, helpful list. I'll mention one point that I think is extremely important, and that is focus on the prophecies which actually discredit the watchtower as a false prophet. Jehovah's Witnesses are known for giving not just predictions of things to come, but dates when those prediction should be fulfilled.
Exactly. The Watchtower Society has set four different dates for the date of Armageddon, 1914, 1918, 1925, and 1975. Obviously, all of those dates have passed, but Armageddon has not occurred. A problem for us is that Jehovah's Witnesses are largely unaware that the Watchtower Society set those dates. They refuse to believe that their organization could be a false prophet. But there is something we can do to demonstrate to them, to convince them that their organization is unreliable, and that is to give them copies of their own materials which contain the errors.
And that's our next point. Give them copies of their own materials. And that means they can read for themselves what has been printed by the Watchtower Society.
Exactly. Most Jehovah's Witnesses will be unwilling to read Christian materials. There are excellent resources in Christian bookstores about Jehovah's Witnesses, but a Jehovah's Witness views such a thing as spiritual pornography. They will not touch it, and if it's forced upon them, they will throw it away. But their own literature, they would be happy to read, and it's valuable to share it with them and ask them, if nothing else, would you mind explaining to me this article out of the Watchtower? Because it appears that the Watchtower Society has predicted that Armageddon is going to occur in 1975. Is that what it's really saying? And then the Jehovah's Witness will look at it and go over it with you.
And you and others who care about Jehovah's Witnesses have used this with wonderful success.
Watchman Fellowship, the Christian Ministry of Discernment, has a number of manuals, special packets of photocopies of Watchtower literature, as well as literature from other organizations, such as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we go to churches around the country, and in fact around the world, training Christians on how to use these photocopies to reach Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons and others for Christ. And a very notable story occurred in Georgia, where we presented our materials on Jehovah's Witnesses in a church in a town, and the people in the church became on fire to share this material with Jehovah's Witnesses, and thus to reach Jehovah's Witnesses to share with them the gospel. And the people in this church were so effective in sharing the materials with Jehovah's Witnesses that after a year, so many Jehovah's Witnesses in that town had become Christians that the Watchtower Society had to close the Kingdom Hall.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. And those who had those photocopies, those who had the materials in hand, cared enough to not just say, oh, you'll never change, but merely to share the truth. The truth is all the predictions that you mentioned that did not come true, plus others, that's historical fact. That's not opinion.
And so using Watchtower literature to show Watchtower errors is particularly effective.
Another point that I have written down, and this will not always work, have appropriate tracts available for them, because you may not be able to get into a conversation with someone, but there are times when you can hand something to a witness, and even though they're told not to take anything that would be from a Christian, it just could be that they would take it, but obviously not share that information with the elders or the leadership.
And so that's a very valuable point. But we could also have appropriate tracts, and I would add books, available for ourselves. Christians must be prepared for evangelistic encounters. We need to know what Jehovah's Witnesses teach, what they practice, what they believe, and how to approach them. Hope for the Heart has materials about Jehovah's Witnesses available for Christians. Watchman Fellowship has such materials. And such materials are available at Christian bookstores.
Yes.
Have these things available for yourself so that you know what Jehovah's Witnesses believe and how best to reach the witness at your door.
The next point we have in witnessing to the witnesses is in part pertinent scripture, but be prepared for them to change the meaning.
Of course, we must share the Bible with Jehovah's Witnesses, but the Jehovah's Witnesses, one, have their own unique interpretation of scriptural passages, and two, they have their own unique version of the Bible that completely changes
the New World Translation.
The New World Translation that completely changes passages that unavoidably contradict Watchtower theology.
But not all.
But not all.
For example, this is what I have found to be helpful, and I've used this actually on the air when someone has called. What you're wanting to do is to show that Jesus is Jehovah, the Lord Almighty. Now, they would only think of Jehovah as being God the Father.
Right.
And so I will turn to Isaiah 44:6 and ask, who is this referring to in Isaiah 44:6? And this passage reads, "This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God." Now, when they see the Lord Almighty, they're going to say
Jehovah.
Right. Then I simply turn to Revelation 1 and ask, well, who is this referring to in Revelation 1, verses 5 through 8? And this reference talks about Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. It talks about he freed us from our sins by his blood. It says in verse 7, "Look, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him." And then verse 8, "I am the Alpha and Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Now, obviously, by reading this, this refers to Jesus Christ. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And so then I simply say, do you see that the truth of God's holy word clearly shows that Jesus is the Lord Almighty. Here you're talking about the first and the last from Isaiah 44:6, and the same from Revelation 1, but here it's Jesus.
Exactly.
So I found those two particular scriptures extremely helpful to use together. And in the New World Translation, those passages are not changed.
Right.
You said something earlier, Jason, about reading books, learning for yourself how to talk with a Jehovah's Witness. And one of the points that we have in our material is learn all you can about answering doctrinal differences, because truth alone will set Jehovah's Witnesses free.
And that's very important. We must know what we believe, and we must know why we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot simply approach Jehovah's Witnesses and point out the errors in their beliefs, but when asked why we believe what we do, simply say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
necessary for us to be able to answer why we believe mm-hmm. what we believe. And so this requires tremendous study on our part. It requires a thorough grounding in Scripture.
Yes. And you don't have to know everything there is to know. I've learned that when anybody's been involved in a cult, if God can use you to break just one chain in the link,
mm-hmm.
think of it as a chain rope around someone's neck, like a necklace, just one broken link will make the whole chain fall. So what you're praying is that you can plant a seed of doubt, because there's tremendous protection around their doctrine and around their assemblies, around the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they typically don't allow for questioning of their faith. They're afraid of the consequences of being disfellowshipped, which to them, initially, it would mean total annihilation in the future.
And this is why love is so very important. One, we have to make them feel, not simply deceive them, but make them legitimately feel mm-hmm. secure mm-hmm. with us. But also, we have to love them enough to be patient with them.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, we must plant seeds. Sometimes God will work a miraculous change and they will immediately see the light, and with hours mm-hmm. they've gone from being a Jehovah's Witness to a Christian. More often, you're looking at months or even years of patient, loving work,
mm-hmm.
trying to help them see the truth about the Watchtower Society, and thus opening them up to the truth of God's Word.
This has been an informative series. You heard Jason mention the ministry of Watchman Fellowship. We invite you to tune in next week as the president of Watchman Fellowship, James Walker, joins us. James shares his journey from Mormonism to Christianity and presents insight into the practices and beliefs of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And if you want to know more about Jehovah's Witnesses, you can order June's Heart of the Matter series on this topic. Visit hopefortheheart.org or call 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-4673. Now, won't you take a few minutes to share how God has changed your life through this ministry as we set aside time for June in June? Visit hopefortheheart.org or send your note to Hope for the Heart, 2001 Plano Parkway, Suite 1000, Plano, Texas, 75075.
This month, Hope for the Heart has a special offer to help you and help others. For your gift of $25 to support our ministry, we'll send you a copy of June's book, Hope for Your Heart, as a way of saying thanks. And we will also place a copy of this book into the hands of one of the many women in prison who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 1-800-488-HOPE or visit us online at hopefortheheart.org.
Hope for the Heart is committed to bringing biblical hope and practical help to men, women, and families who listen to this station and those around the world. You can learn more about this ministry and how you can partner with us through prayer and regular financial giving. Just visit hopefortheheart.org. That's hopefortheheart.org. Or call 1-800-488-HOPE, 1-800-488-4673. You can make a difference in the lives of others. Just listen to this note from a listener we'll call Brad.
I heard a man on your program with some of the same guilt problems I had. You helped him, and you helped me. Soon after that night, I gave my life to God. I used to run away from God because of my guilt. Now I run toward Him with a thirst for knowledge.
Now here's our host and teacher, June Hunt, once again, with a word of hope from God's Word.
Here's something that I find amazing. We can never be obedient enough or work hard enough to be worthy of eternal life. When we receive salvation, it's a priceless gift from God. Titus 3, verse 5 makes it plain. He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy.